That's Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review, Broke Down and Broke. That's from their latest album, Last to Leave. Before that, you heard a classic originally recorded by Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, Brain Cloudy Blues. And hopefully Broke Down and Broke is not a sign of bad karma, because we have on the line Vanessa Neiman, the voice behind Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review. How you doing tonight, Vanessa?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks, Mike. Thank you. It's a little cold outside. Doing good, warm inside the house.
You got a show tonight in New Orleans, right?
Yes, we do. We're playing at a place called the Balcony Music Club, better known as the BMC, kind of down in the popular, just off the popular area down here in New Orleans of Frenchman Street. It's become a real popular area, a fun little place to do a show.
They just remodeled that place, right? Didn't they just flip the stage in the bar or something like that?
They did. In fact, we played there for the first time since the remodel last week. Back in between 2010 and 2012, we had a standing Sunday night show there, and you know, kind of gained a lot of our fans there, because it's a great place for walk by traffic, and people would just kind of stumble in, and now. Yeah, they switched the stage and the bar, and it sounds really good in there. It's made the dance floor a little bit smaller, but not too terribly so.
Now, after tonight's show, Vanessa as Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review will be packing up and heading to Texas. Shows in Houston, Galveston, and Austin this week. And then on Friday night at Lee Harvey's over in Dallas. And next Saturday night will be here in Fort Worth at Fred's. Obviously, from hearing those two songs, very much a country and western band. So we have to ask, first of all, Vanessa, who is Gal Holiday, and how did this project come about?
Well, you know, I've been a singer for the majority of my life, and I moved to New Orleans actually to do jazz and big band, and then I realized that there was just an awful lot of really fantastic people already doing this style of music, and I had been getting really into rockabilly music in my late teens and early 20s, and so I just decided to start a band, doing mostly, at the time actually, we were doing a lot of rockabilly music, much more than we do now, and, it kind of morphed as I discovered more and more about, country, Western swing. And, we started in 2004, and I just decided to go for it and start a band.
Tell us about the other members of the band and how who you brought in and where the sound is now.
Sure. Well, I mean, like a lot of bands and people who've been in bands will know, you know, there is kind of this illusion that bands are always the same people from the time they start, and that's really not the way that it is, especially not with working bands like ourselves. We play a lot in town when we're not on the road, and then we do travel. But the band, has kind of changed. I mean, we've always had electric guitar and drums, of course, but Dave Briette is our longtime bass player, and directly after Hurricane Katrina, we started in 2004. In 2005, was Hurricane Katrina, and Dave lost everything in his house, and so that included his upright bass, and he'd been playing upright in the band because I really liked that sound, and then he lost his bass in the flood, so he played electric on our fretless electric on our first album, and now that upright, we encouraged him to get another upright bass, which he did, and he's really taken off. You know, kind of taking some cues from Wayne Hancock's multiple bass players, and people like that, doing the slap style of bass, which adds a real percussive sound to the material that we play, and then we have Greg Good on acoustic guitar, acoustic rhythm, and backing vocals. We have Rose Cangelosi, our newest addition to the band, a female drummer. I'm very excited to have another girl in the band. And this will be her first time going on the road with us, and looking forward to that. And then we're bringing with us to Texas a guy named Dave Rother on electric lead guitar. We have another guy that we work with, too. His name is Izzy Dademan, and they kind of switch off duties. Dave Rother is also the guitar player with Greg Dooley of the Afghan Whigs, and so he goes out and tours with them quite a bit, but he's fantastic, and he really dug into the style that we play, and is really doing a bang-up job. So, yeah, we've had a lot of different people over the years, though. We've had banjo players and fiddle players and pedal steel and all of that, and have it pared down to a smaller group these days.
Vanessa Niemann, the band Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review. Now, one thing that people who haven't seen you guys play, you do the country and the old style country look, except you've got a few quirks about yourself. You want to talk about that?
well, sure. You know, it's funny because I had this question the other day. We did a little Q&A at a show with the moderator and the audience, and got a question from the audience about how my style has changed and why I don't wear my high-waisted pants so much anymore and all of this kind of stuff. You know, just like with anything, I think, you know, your style, your personal style, and, you know, even your singing style or your playing style or your song selections, all of that stuff, you know, changes over the years and changes with you as you grow and, you know, become a different person. I used to do a real literal interpretation of all that country, all the country dressing. You know, the guys in the band, they like to look nice too. And everybody's got their own style with the cowboy hats and stuff. But, you know, for me, I'm heavily tattooed, and, my promo pictures have me with a mohawk, but I actually don't have a mohawk anymore. It's just a little pixie cut now, but, I cut my hair real short. And it had been, you know, real long before. I guess I have a little bit of a different look than some people might think for a country singer. But, you know, we have an audience that is very, very broad. We have fans that are into, you know, the kind of rockabilly scene as well as, you know, people who are staunch, you know, just traditionalists. And I think the common tie there is really the love of the music and dancing as well. We definitely tend to attract dancers out at our shows, and I like to play music that they like to dance to, and I like to watch them dance from the stage. So, you know, while I might have a little bit of a different look, you know, definitely the sound is what really kind of binds the multiple groups that we appeal to together.
Well, isn't the idea to be, you can be a rebel to everybody else as long as you're being true to yourself? Isn't that what it's all about?
That's right. It's all about authenticity. Truly it is. I think it's, you know, it's a lot easier for people to believe what you're selling if you believe it and you are authentic and just true to yourself. You know, there's nothing, I've always been a little bit of a chameleon anyway, you know, kind of bouncing between. I love all different styles of music. You know, I'm a child of the mid-90s when I graduated from high school. So there was a lot of, you know, grunge and all that stuff and hip-hop. And, you know, I listened to a lot of punk music, and I listened to classical music. I played classical piano. So there's a lot of different, you know, just like anybody, you know, I'm a multifaceted person with many different interests, and you know, blending them into the band has been a real fun thing to do with the songwriting that we've been doing, as well as the material that we select, the cover songs that we select.
Vanessa Niemann of Gal Holiday and Honky Tonk Review. They'll be in Dallas on Friday night at Lee Harvey's over at Fred's this coming Saturday. I mentioned to a friend yesterday, hey, we're going to be doing this interview, and band's coming to town. And I said, you know, that's really funny. I said, what do you mean? She goes, you're on a radio station in Fort Worth doing an all New Orleans show, which makes absolutely no sense. So now you're going to be talking to a band from New Orleans playing old school Texas music that a lot of it was recorded in Fort Worth.
Yeah,
how's that for ironic?
Yes.
Your love of the music really comes through during your shows. I mean, I've seen you, and at a moment's notice, you can talk about deep history to most of the songs. In fact, you do a good job of introducing the songs by setting up the history and why they're important to you. Does the love of the music cause the band, or does wanting to do the music and wanting to learn the history? It's a chicken and egg kind of question, but which comes first?
For me, definitely it was when I first started the band, it was definitely just wanting to have a band. And I didn't really know all that much about a lot of the material that I was, you know, really digging and really into at the time. And, you know, I really was kind of into some obscure rockabilly stuff. And it just turns out that a lot of it happens to be Texas. You know, so much great music comes out of Texas. But a lot of these people, like Hank Snow and all of this too, I mean, he's from the Northeast. So, you know, it's kind of from everywhere, but really it was just kind of having a band, you know, as a vehicle to perform songs. Now, as far as the history part of it goes, I realized, you know, I didn't really know that much about, you know, a lot of these artists or a lot of, you know, the older stuff. And I'm a lover of history. I like, you know, that's why I like the city of New Orleans, and I, there's, you know, so much history here. And so I just started to do research. You know, books and internet, and I started, you know, looking up tidbits about these people and kind of getting deeper and deeper into the history of the songs. And so when I'm doing something by an artist that I, you know, haven't done something by before, I like to know just a little bit about them, because I think it's, I don't know, for me it just feels a little bit weird to do a song by somebody that you have no idea anything about who that person is. You know, and there are so many characters, in the music business too, you know, performers and songwriters and everything. They've all got their interesting history and backstory. So, you know, it kind of, yeah, it's your chicken and egg question. It definitely was the snake eating its tail kind of is what it became. You know, where now it's kind of a big circle of love, I guess. A big circle of music love.
I've got one last question for you. While I was getting ready to do the show for this week, I said, oh, it's Elvis Presley's birthday was this past week. Need something related to Elvis. So I started looking around, and sure enough, on your first album, you recorded a song called Elvis, Elvis.
Oh, yes, we did. That's right.
So you must be an Elvis Presley lover.
Well, I am. I mean, you know, the interesting thing about Elvis, actually, is that, and I should preface this by saying we do a couple more songs now. We do Hard-Headed Woman, and it's one of our favorite show closers, which of course is from King Creole, which was filmed here in New Orleans. And you know, Elvis is a lot of people's introduction to rockabilly music, and what I find so interesting about that is that, you know, he really. There were so many people that were out at that same time, Carl Perkins and, you know, all these guys, even Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, everyone was recording the same songs, and Elvis was the one who had big hits with them because, you know, he was not only talented, but also very good looking and appealed to the ladies. And I am a big fan of his. We actually just did a show last year on what would have been his 80th birthday. And, last year they did there's a release, book that was released on LSU Press, Louisiana State University Press. I'm going to get the title wrong, but it's called Finding Elvis or something like this, written by a woman who actually worked up at Sun Records Studios when she was in her 20s. And, she had all these great stories to tell. And so they did a big Elvis birthday celebration, and we learned a bunch of songs from Sun Records Studios. So that was a blast. You know, it's that time period of music. You know, it's all that stuff that like really took me back to kind of the beginning of of what made me fall in love with country music was the rockabilly.
We have to finish the interview then, obviously, by playing Elvis, Elvis, coming up next.
Elvis, Elvis.
Vanessa, thank you so much. This is Vanessa Niemann of Gal Holiday. They'll be in Dallas Friday night at Lee Harvey's, Saturday at Fred's in Fort Worth. It is Honky Tonk Music to the Max, of course. It's Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review. Vanessa, thank you so much for taking time.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me.
And
see y'all at the show.
You guys travel safe. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. All right, see you soon.